Did this come out of the blue? Was this expected yesterday? That the first reports we got were that Waltz had just been sacked, but then later the news that he was going to be appointed as United Nations ambassador.
Yeah, certainly a hectic few hours of news at the White House. So at first, we had gotten this reporting that National Security Advisor Mike Waltz was out, as was his deputy, Alex Wong. Shortly after that, though, Trump announced on True Social that he wouldn't be leaving. They're just rearranging his position. He's now moving over to be the UN ambassador, pending Senate confirmation. And as a result, Secretary Rubio is actually going to take over his role as National Security Advisor. I do want to point out that Rubio now has four jobs. Not only is he the Secretary of State, he is the National Security Advisor. He's the acting head of USAID. Remember when that got folded into the State Department?
Exactly.
Well, he's now the head of that as well. And he's the National Archivist. So he's got a lot on his plate right now. And as you mentioned, this all comes about a month and a half after that SignalGate group chat. If you'll remember that, that's when the National Security Advisor accidentally added journalist Jeffrey Goldberg into a group chat where they were talking about sensitive war plans that involved airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. And as a result of that, the White House, you know, never quite got Waltz back in the good. Waltz never got back in the good graces of the White House after that.
Is it a situation where Waltz is taking all the blame and none to Pete Hegseth?
Well, essentially, yes, because Waltz was seen as committing the original sin of adding Goldberg into the chat. And even though Hegseth has continued to have several controversies following him around, he does have the blessing of the president. The president says he has confidence in him. But as we'll note, he said the same thing about Mike Waltz last month. So who knows? But this firing came on the 102nd day of the administration. I used to say firing, they're calling it a rearranging. But this comes on the 102nd day of this administration. And Trump is sensitive to how this would look in the media's eyes if he capitulated and got rid of his National Security Advisor as a result of that Signal group chat. So they waited about a month, you know, where the chips fell. And ultimately, Trump just said, I don't want him in the inner circle team of National Security Advisor. That's a very intimate role with the president. And instead have him go to the UN and carry out our mission there.
What's from based on the reporting you've been able to do at the White House, is the feeling that Marco Rubio will be serving in this dual role for a while, or will this be just a temporary appointment?
We've been told it's temporary for right now. We've told that he'll be in this acting role, and there is precedent for that. Henry Kissinger did both roles in the 70s across administrations. But, you know, it's a hard thing to balance all of that. They're fundamentally two different roles. The one is the top, you know, national security advisor. That role serves as essentially a staff liaison to the president to keep him updated continuously about what is going on in the world and what he needs to know right there at that moment. The State Department role is really a diplomatic role that requires a lot of travel. You know, you're the top diplomat in the United States, and you're going to every country, meeting with their leaders, having those conversations. It's hard to do both. So we're told this White House is working very diligently, very quickly, to try to get some names pulled together, vetted, you know, checked through national security, so ultimately they can get that role filled pretty quickly.
And you referenced Henry Kissinger, and it was sort of a reversal there. He had been National Security Advisor and then added the duties of Secretary of State after William P. Rogers retired. So any names being discussed as a possible permanent National Security Advisor?
Well, a few have been thrown out. One is Stephen Miller. He's the Deputy Chief of Staff to the President. He has been really the chief architect of the immigration policy in the United States over the last 100 days. He's been the one who really set up the plans for the deportations and how they would go about it legally. Given how this administration has placed immigration, deportations, and focused on, you know, Central American, South American gangs as national security threats, his name is being thrown out there as a potential replacement. A few others, Sebastian Gorka, also someone who's loyal to the president, his name has been thrown out as well. And we're hearing of a couple of, you know, national security folks who have been in the apparatus for a while, but they're still in the very early stages of calling some names and going through this process.
And in the first Trump administration, he went through several national security advisors.
He certainly did. And a lot of them went on to write books and talk about him and their experiences with him. Obviously, most famously, John Bolton, who his relationship with the president particularly soured. Again, this is a job where you are staffed to the president and telling him about national security threats, giving him recommendations of things we should do. You're very intimately working with the president and often having to give recommendations that might be, you know, different than what he perhaps thinks, and having to carry that out has proven to be a difficult job in the first administration. We're 103 days into the second administration. We're already down one national security advisor. So something to watch, certainly, over the next 4 years.
Olivia, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Thanks for having me.